On this day, June 1st, 1813, an American Navy captain, as he is dying, shouts out his final command, which becomes the rallying cry of his countrymen. Who was he? And what was that command? We'll tell you. Let's get started. On this day, June 1st, 1813, an American Navy captain named James Lawrence, as he lay dying, shouts out his heroic final command, which becomes the rallying cry of his countrymen. Here's the story. The United States Navy was in its infancy during the War of 1812. The Navy achieved some brilliant successes, but some defeats as well. Captain Lawrence was in charge of a ship called the Hornet, in which he captured the British brig called the Peacock. I loved how they named ships back then, don't you? Afterwards, he was given command of the Chesapeake. And on this day, June 1st, 1813, while he was refitting the vessel in Boston, Captain Lawrence was challenged to a duel by Captain Philip Bloke of the British frigate Shannon, which was lying off the harbor. Now, I want you to keep this in mind. Lawrence had discharged part of his crew at this time, and many of those who were still with him on board were near mutiny because they had been paid. That's no way to live. Plus, they had only a few weeks of training. And not only that, the Chesapeake was partially disabled. Lawrence, however, only consulted his courage and accepted the challenge. So he head out to sea with his half-busted ship and his untrained crew to fight. Now, the battle was short and bloody. The Chesapeake didn't fare well, and the British took advantage and boarded. Bloody hand-to-hand combat followed, just carnage everywhere. And every officer on board was either killed or wounded, 146 in all. And there were about 83 who were killed and wounded for the Shannon. Now, Captain Lawrence was mortally wounded, and as he was being carried below, covered in blood, as he was dying, he gave out his final heroic order. Don't give up the ship! That was it. But his crew was overcome and the colors taken down. But though his heroic act didn't give Lawrence the victory, it became the rallying cry to his countrymen, and his courage and his name helped turn the tide of the war a few months after his death. And here's how. There was a danger that the British could possess all of the Great Lakes and in turn send troops across Lake Erie to occupy American soil. Those lakes were strategic areas. But the feisty American Navy came to the rescue. Captain Oliver H. Perry, who was a friend of Captain Lawrence, gathered a fleet of 9 armed vessels, 5 of which his men built out of timber on the banks of the lake. Perry named the flagship Lawrence, of course, named after Captain Lawrence, who was killed just a few months earlier, and he was Perry's friend. And the ship bore a flag with Lawrence's stirring words, "Don't give up the ship," on it. Then came the battle. They met a British fleet on Lake Erie, and a hot battle ensued. The Lawrence was sunk, but Perry escaped the wreckage as he and his 12-year-old brother were rowed to another ship right through the thick of the fight. The rowboat was hit by bullets, and the 12-year-old's hat was shred by bullets. That's how rough it was. Well, Perry made it to another ship and led his fleet to victory. When the victory was won, he sent a message to General Harrison, who was defending Ohio at the time, which read thus: "We have met the enemy, and they are ours." Well, the battle was a turning point in the war. The Northwest was no longer challenged by the British. Well, Captain Lawrence and his men courageously faced overwhelming odds and perished. But this courage inspired the American Navy and helped turn the tide of the war just 3 months later.